Hey, guess who it is? That's right, it's your health bestie, Barbara. In the last episode, we concluded our two-episode series that involved the emergency room and urgent care. We also discussed walk-in clinics and the post. Today, we will discuss the patient portal and the health reimbursement accounts. In our wellness section, we will discuss how to change your feelings. Are you tired of being grumpy? This is something you definitely don't want to miss. Awesome. This show is presented by Health Solutions Today, where we offer health insurance for solopreneurs and small business owners. Navigating the world of health insurance can be overwhelming. Schedule an appointment today to discuss your health insurance needs. A quick 15-minute call can protect you and your family. We believe that every day we can be healthy in our relationships, our food choices, and our life. Now let's dive right into the patient portal. When I open up my patient portal, and yours may be slightly different from mine, what I see is my benefits, what's included. So it shows the coverage, and that can include medical, dental, and vision. Next, I'm able to view my ID card. From here, I can print, save it to my phone or my computer, or mail new cards to keep in my purse or wallet. Next, in my portal, I see network deduction, that's my medical network deduction, and my max medical out-of-pocket cost. Then, I'm able to find my care, so I can look for doctors from here. I can estimate my medical cost of care, and we'll talk about estimating the medical cost of care in a few episodes from now. You may also be able to see a section for claims. Okay, excellent. This can include medical, pharmacy, and the health reimbursement account if you have one through your employer. Okay, great. Do you have questions about health insurance or need to enroll? Use the link in the description below to have a 15-minute discovery call. Our knowledgeable health insurance experts will be happy to safely guide you through the complicated world of health insurance. We are social. You can find us on X, the Everything app, formerly known as Twitter, at @solo_health. The health reimbursement account will tell you how much is in your account. In other words, how much you have available in your funds. Finally, you may see a document section. And this will house your health statements, any claim letters that you've received. These can be responses from claims that you've filed, and there may be a section for release information. And this will come in handy if you ever need a power of attorney. A power of attorney would be necessary if you are unable to speak or otherwise become incapacitated or make medical decisions or other types of relevant and important decisions on your own behalf. How your health reimbursement account works. Now, what I see when I look at my patient portal may be different from yours, so I'll explain from my perspective to help give you a brief understanding of what to look for. Your plan can cover preventive care costs at 100% when you use network doctors. Your plan may also require you to first pay out of pocket to meet a predetermined amount. And this amount is called the access point. And when you meet the access point, your HRA funds become available for reimbursement. and you'll want to refer to your Summary of Documents and Benefits section to determine if your plan has an access point. A super. Now let's discuss the deductible in relation to your health reimbursement account. So your HRA will pay this first. The deductible is the amount that you pay for covered health care services before your health plan will start to pay. Your HRA will automatically pay for all covered services first. You won't pay as long as you have money in your HRA. And your HRA may pay less than 100% of each claim. So you'll just want to check your documents and see. So if you spend all of the money in the HRA, then it's your turn to pay. You'll pay for cover services until you've paid the remaining amount of your annual deductible. So your coinsurance. You and your plan share the cost of services. After paying the deductible, your plan may have coinsurance. And coinsurance is when you and your plan share the cost of covered services. For example, if your plan pays 80% of the cost of services, then you'll pay the remaining 20%. If you have money in the HRA and your plan allows for the HRA to cover coinsurance expenses, then it will automatically pay for your share. Now, and how does this go along with out-of-pocket limits? So basically, when you are done paying, that's what an out-of-pocket limit is. If your deductible and coinsurance payments reach the out-of-pocket limit, then you're done paying. Your plan will pay 100% of covered services for the rest of the year. And this limit is there to protect you in case you have a major medical event. Wonderful. So if you're enjoying this episode, you can follow us on any podcast app. Episodes are released every week. Share your thoughts about health insurance with us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at @solo_health. Sweet. Now let's glide right in to our wellness section. How to change your feelings. Today, we will learn to exchange our fears and worries for a successful living. To do this, we first need to understand that there is a difference between thinking and remembering. A memory is more like a video that plays over in our head. The difference is we add our feelings to the memory. This distorts the memory. As a result, we may leave out details based on how we feel about what we remember. At the same time, memories can be helpful when we remember an activity that we did before. It actually becomes easier. In this way, memories can help us plan. And when we are able to plan, then we start to think. To learn to change your feelings, we can begin by listing the bad feelings that we have and those negative behaviors that follow as a result. For example, you may spend a lot of time in worry and constantly feel distressed as a result. Now, think about some good feelings that you would like to have instead. Perhaps happiness, confidence, excitement, motivation, enthusiasm, fun, joy, love, fulfillment, curiosity, just to name a few. Now let's go back to our list of bad feelings. What would you rather do instead of worrying around your house and feeling distressed? Perhaps yoga. Maybe you'd like to read for a little while. Relax. Garden. Play with your kids. Meditate. Write. Exercise. Walk in nature. Or perhaps walk your dog, just to name a few. Now, when you find yourself going through your list of bad feelings, worrying around the house, go and do one of the things on your list instead. In this episode, we explored the patient portal for our health insurance. We learned how our health reimbursement account works, if we have one. And we learned to change our feelings. In the next episode, we will celebrate the last 12 episodes. Afterwards, in episode 14, we will share a few tidbits to help you save on medical expenses and conquer medical debt. Perfect. This is Barbara. I'm yours in health. Let me help you navigate the amazing world of health insurance. As always, thank you for listening. This episode has been created by Health Solutions Today, where every day can be a healthy day.